All right, episode 112. We're back, Rob.
112. One tweezy.
One tweezy? Is that?
I
wasn't sure. Is that what the cool kids call 12 or 2 or what? Okay.
Well, if you don't know.
I'm not a cool kid.
Exactly.
And never have I ever been a cool kid. Let me. I've never been mistaken for a cool kid. Let me say that. All right. So it's been a hot minute since we've done one of these. Full transparency, because we had a little holiday break. We had a Turkey Day break.
You know? How was your turkey? You had a good one.
I had a great Thanksgiving. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put it out there that everybody got along. Everybody was thankful. Mm. Everybody ate. Now we did do, my kids are older now, so we did a little bit of a non-traditional Thanksgiving in that, we let everybody pick what they wanted to eat for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of like, hey, we're making the cream bean casserole and this and that. Like, we're shoving everything down like traditional.
So we're making you eat.
Hey, you never eat any of this stuff anyway. What does everybody want? You know? And I cook an absolute killer Thanksgiving turkey. And I always have. But nobody eats it.
How do you do it?
Well,
You don't have to give the whole recipe away, but do we bake it? Do we fry it?
No. It's a traditional oven cooking, but it is, but the way I zap it, the way I cook it, and the pregame ritual, it is just delicious, moist turkey. I don't know how else to say it. It's not dry, not your traditional dry turkey. So this year though, cause I'm like the only guy that eats turkey.
I love turkey.
We didn't get a full turkey. We got just, the turkey breast. And you know how it comes in that weird mesh bag?
Yeah. The butter ball. Where'd you get a butter ball?
I don't know where we got it.
No.
Couldn't tell you. May have been an Aldi. I think it was an Aldi turkey.
Okay.
You know, inflation is grocery prices.
Turkey's a turkey.
But I smoked it. So I did a dry rub overnight. Mm. And then smoked it in the chimney smoker on a low.
Yeah.
With a hickory.
Yeah.
A hickory wood chip. And man, it had a killer smoke ring. It had a nice black bark on the outside, and it was just the right amount of turkey. So everybody got to pick their own dish, and then everybody got along, and it was just, I don't know, man. It was great weather. It was just chill, cold enough for fires at night, which is great, but not, you know, freezing cold. You know, you can still take the dog out for a nice long walk, stuff like that. So Thanksgiving was great. So we did have a break there.
I think that's a good shift. Meaning the menu.
Just like, let everybody. Yeah, Curbs loves mac and cheese.
I mean, if no one's gonna eat it, don't.
Yeah, yeah. He's like I love a good scallop potatoes, like an au gratin potato. I love that, right?
Yep.
You never eat that. Like, when are you ever like, oh, you know what?
Never happens.
It's always a holiday.
It's a holiday.
Yeah. So I like a little bit of the traditional stuff. My kids are like, hey, I want, you know. So just let everybody pick whatever they want, and then we'll make that one thing for them, and that'll be that.
I'm turning my ringer off.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to interrupt our.
All right. Well. Let the record show. I don't even have my phone in this room.
Wow.
Just because I don't want it to ring during recording. I know. So.
Wow.
I am MIA.
All right.
So anyway, that was my thing. How was your holiday? Your holidays?
It was good. It was a little hectic. We had some travel.
My wife and the kids went out of town for
a little bit, and then there was sickness, and I mean, it seems like everybody's getting sick.
Oh man!
But it was it was good. It was good. We had a for the meal. We went super traditional.
Super tradish. Okay.
Because we get together with my sister and the family, and we weren't in charge of food this year.
Okay.
Which was great.
You're the guest.
It was a nice relief. We're the guests.
So you didn't even do a dish, did you?
I didn't do a dish. Dude, I didn't do anything.
You just show up, drink,
two bottles of wine. I showed up with.
It's perfect, man. It's perfect.
Which was great. And normally.
But you're at the mercy of whatever is prepared though.
You're at the mercy of whatever is prepared. However, I love cooking a turkey. Okay. Like, I like cooking the turkey. Yeah. I smoked mine last year.
Nice. It's the best, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good. Like, I really enjoy cooking the turkey.
Yeah.
So I kind of miss that.
Yeah.
But, and we knew what we were getting into, which is very traditional.
Yeah.
And my sister and brother-in-law are good cooks. So I knew it was going to be
good food. Yeah.
But samesies, meaning, you know, my kids like, no one's eating the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
And some of them aren't even eating turkey. They're like, I don't like turkey. Yeah. Which, how can you not like turkey?
I don't understand that either. I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. How about the cranberry? What's the cranberry factor in your family?
No cranberry this year.
Really?
Cranberry's out.
Whoa.
And I will say, I love all the Thanksgiving traditional dishes. I do.
Okay.
Oh, sweet potato casserole.
Yeah.
Oh, cranberry.
That's not your jam.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
We never. Now my wife makes her own cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Like to make. We don't do the can
ocean
of
spray.
But some people love that.
People love that.
Which I'm not. You know. So That night, we had the King's Hawaiian little sandwiches where you take some smoked turkey, yeah. a little bit of cranberry, maybe throw in some spiral ham, you know, make yourself a little slider. Oh my Lord. And put a little bit of stuffing in there.
Delicious. I would absolutely, with a homemade cranberry sauce, yeah. I would absolutely do that on a Hawaiian roll. Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I would
do that.
It's that
cranberry on its own.
Yeah, no.
I'm eating a big spoonful.
No,
yeah,
agreed.
Good stuffing. I love oyster dressing.
Yeah, but not often. Not a West Coast. You know,
it's not a West Coast thing. You get somebody from the coast usually comes yeah. and brings the oyster dressing.
Interesting. All right, what's your ride or die Thanksgiving food then? What's the one you got? What's the one you eat first? You're like, oh, I got to make sure nobody takes that because I'm in on that. Is it turkey?
I mean.
Well, let's eliminate the main. Let's eliminate turkey or okay. the ham or the main. I'm talking sides. Sweet potato. Okay. Nice.
I mean, it's just the best.
Yeah.
You get a good crunch layer on the top and a little marshmallow action.
It's not my fave, but I can appreciate it.
Yeah. But a good stuffing.
Yeah.
Stuffing done right is delicious as well.
Absolutely.
But stuffing's easy to mess up.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
for sure.
Stuffing's easy to mess
yeah,
up.
Yeah, our ratio, well, we started putting in some meat in our stuffing, like a little sausage, a little ground, you know.
That's a good idea.
And now it has started to become really more of the meat and a little bit of the stuff. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, sausage, you put some type of sausage or something in there. I don't even know. Like, just put it in my mouth hole. It's delicious.
I'll eat like a green bean casserole. Not my favorite, but I'll eat it. It's not my favorite.
I'll put it on there just because I feel like I need to have something green on there.
My mom used to call it a no thank you bite.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we used to call it a no thank
you bite. That's a good way of putting it. So anyway, we pontificate about Thanksgiving because I think the topic for today, now that we've killed probably 10 minutes.
That's right.
Is kind of what happens the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Dun-dun-dun.
Black Friday.
The skies darken.
Yeah, the thunder rolls
in. The thunder rolls.
Yeah.
Shoppers are getting ready.
You know, I mean, so Black Friday, from my understanding, and again, far from a historian on
I
this
didn't
side
know
of
this,
you know, but it's called Black Friday because traditionally it's when retail turns a profit, right? You're from the red into the black, right? And we do some sales and some stuff. Now, over the past, call it 30 years or maybe even 40, you know, whatever. Because when we were kids, I mean, man, nothing was open the day after. I mean, you had like the gas station that was open,
right?
You know, now everything's open. I mean, I think that maybe we've peeled back a little bit on the 3 a.m. Walmart doorbusters. I mean, I think some of that has kind of peeled away, right? But it's really Black Friday to rolling into Cyber Monday to then, it's Cyber Tuesday to like this whole sort
of
like.
How can we stretch this out?
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, how many emails did you get, you know, over the weekend?
3,426.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking hundreds of emails of like every single person.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say person. Brand, retail store, service, I mean, even stuff you already have subscriptions to, you know, like,
right.
Okay, I've been in the Netflix family like since the beginning. Why am I getting Netflix emails? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's overwhelming.
It's full assault.
The barrage.
It is full assault.
Yeah. Too much? What do you think? I mean, there's a lot to talk about in this one, but
first,
like, how do you stand out? Is it worth it? Does it even matter anymore? You know, blah, 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 blah.
My first little Black Friday anecdote is that my wife grew up in a place called Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Okay.
Okay.
Which is, as I always like to joke, is up a holler. I mean, it is in the middle of nowhere.
Holler is a very Kentucky term.
Yeah.
In Kentucky? Hollers?
Hollers?
Yeah.
They may be in West Virginia.
Okay.
Maybe some West Virginia overlap there. But point being, very rural area. There's no mall or anything like that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know, I mean, there's a classic main street with the hardware store and,
you
know, there's the little retailer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, point being, she didn't grow up with access to a mall.
Yeah.
They had to drive to Lexington.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To the mall. So I say all that to say she is every Friday, Black Friday morning.
No.
Oh, yes. She is up and meets her friend Beth.
Okay.
At like 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
For coffee.
Okay.
And they have coffee and head straight to Lenox Mall.
Wow.
Actually, no, I think this year they went to maybe Avalon.
Okay.
And then maybe Perimeter and then maybe Lenox. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, she loves
she
it.
Loves it.
She
okay.
loves it.
Well, hey, love what you love. I mean,
oh, it's great.
No judgment
great.
Whatsoever, right?
But she is that, traditionalist. She loves it.
Okay. Okay.
It's amazing.
So it totally works for her. Like Black Friday is absolutely a jam. It's a thing. Yeah. It's, you know,
I couldn't think of a worse thing to do on Black Friday morning than get up and go to the mall.
Yeah.
For me. But I will say I'm a big fan of Black Friday.
Yeah.
If you prepare for it.
Okay.
Right. If you have the foresight to go, all right, Christmas is right around the corner and you're organized enough to have your list together and know where you want to shop and know what you want to do.
Take advantage of the sales.
Take
advantage.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. Take advantage. And I'm training my kids too. Okay. I'm like, have your list together. Like we're doing it.
Now, one of the things, quick little interlude in this one. One of the things I did notice, which was pretty funny. I don't know if you saw it on any of your social channels, right? But there was a bevy of little Instagram videos, TikTok videos, all the things of consumers going into retail stores. I'm going to pick on Target, unfortunately, because a lot of the videos I saw was Target of, hey, they've got the sign in there, Black Friday deal, you know, of what the price is, right? And it's, oh, I have pulled the piece of paper listing the price out of the little sleeve. You know, they stick it on like the pull topper kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, and the price underneath is the exact same price it was before. You know, like, so, oh, I've walked around Walmart. I've walked around the things and all the rollback, all of this and that. Yeah. Like, it isn't an actual price difference. It's just branded as it's a Black Friday deal,
which is pretty funny. I had a very conversation with my youngest daughter the other day. She sent me a link to it was a sweatshirt that she wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
And she's like, Dad, like it's marked down from, it's like $150 sweatshirt.
Okay.
She's like, it's marked down from $150 to $19.99.
Wow.
And I had that same conversation. I said, you know, honey,
it's quite a markdown, by the way.
I appreciate you looking for a value.
Yeah.
Like that. Let's start there.
Absolutely.
They could have just said, originally $300.
Yeah.
And put a line through it.
Sure.
Like, I don't. So, yes, idea that they can.
Our poor children have been bastardized through the prism of our advertising existence, meaning, you know, my 12 year old is like, he'll be the first one to be like, oh, it's not free breakfast at the hotel. It's called included, Dad.
Yeah. You're paying for it.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Exactly. It's not free HBO in that thing. It's like, oh, it's rolled into, and I'm like, okay, I've ruined your, I've ruined you for your, it's, you know, but I guess the ultimate question of like Black Friday, is it worth it? Does it matter? You know, retail, I mean, you know, on one end of the pendulum, you have, hey, retail's dead. Why would I go to a store anywhere to have limited selection and be at the mercy of that proprietor's prices, right? Versus, oh, I'm just going to get it on Amazon or I'm going to get it somewhere else or this or that. And it doesn't really matter, you know, like, you know, it does it come, you know, does it make everything a commodity when it's just price driven? You know what I mean? There's no quality. No, you know, that type of thing.
So. I think that, here's an interesting, real life client anecdote.
Okay. Right?
So this past Black Friday, we have a client, and we sent out we did an e-blast.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, as one does for the Black Friday.
Yeah. I mean,
the discount,
we are part of the conversation
offering the discount. And this particular, product when purchased is about, depending on what you buy is several hundred dollars.
Okay.
Several hundred dollars. And it's something you really only, I don't want to get into the specifics of it, but it's something you really only buy like
once.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it lasts years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
So we sent out the Black Friday, e-blast. Now the e-blast went to our existing database.
Okay.
Okay. So this isn't, we bought a list and it's new people.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
our
yeah.
existing yeah. database sure. of people that have either A, purchased from us before.
Yeah.
Or B, hey, filled out a contact form.
Yeah.
You know,
they've requested information, maybe a sample, maybe a, or whatever the case. Right. I mean, somehow they're in the system, even though they're,
Sales were through the roof. Through the roof.
Blows my mind.
And it blows my mind because A, the majority of these people already have the, like, I don't understand it. Like, and I'm still trying to kind of figure out and wrap my head around why it worked as well as it did.
Well, couponing will get people off the fence, right? I mean, that is a tried and true thing. Hey, you know what? There's a difference between that sort of that mental block of, well, okay, 10% kind of knocks off tax, but it doesn't really do much else. Yep. So you're like, 10% coupon. You're like, whatever. I get those things all the time, right? You start hitting 20, 25% and you're thinking, hey, that covers shipping. That covers tax. I'm getting a deal on the thing. You know, like,
here's where I throw a wrench in it.
Okay.
The discount for Black Friday was no more than the discount that we
normally
send out, like, yeah, every other month.
Yeah.
So it's not like all of a sudden, to your point, it's not, yeah, like all of a sudden we went 40% off.
Yeah.
And so I would have expected, yes, to pull some people over the fence, right?
Yeah.
But the degree to which it was successful blows my mind, and I'm, yeah, not really sure why.
Well,
but hey, it's hard.
You know, well, we have said repeatedly there, you know, advertising is not a guarantee,
right?
I mean, you know, the public is fickle and finicky and weird, and you know, if advertising was a guarantee, there'd be no stock market, right? I mean, it's
you'd be on an island.
Yeah, I mean, you can lead everybody exactly with the benefits and all the good stuff, and they still maybe, yeah, won't purchase, right? But then suddenly I get an email, right? Of which, I don't know. I mean, I get hundreds of Black Friday emails.
Now, were you getting separate Black Friday and Cyber Monday emails,
yes,
from the same retailer?
Yes.
Or were,
yes,
they lumped into one?
Well,
Black Friday / Cyber Monday.
Like, well, both, as, okay, I'm sure you have
a little
too,
bit of both.
Because we got the, hey, start Cyber Monday on, you know, Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, yeah, it just kind of rolls. I don't know. It's tough because, you know, we're in the sausage factory making the sausage, and we understand how it works. That I think maybe, I don't want to say I have a negative vibe,
yeah,
on it, but it's like, you know, it does make me wonder, like, man, there's a lot of sausage in the sausage factory. You know,
they're,
like,
still going. Even today, admittedly, I bought a shirt.
Really?
It was 40% off.
Okay.
Because
good
I got the
you.
Email that was, yeah, like,
hey, don't forget.
Today's the last, yeah, day for, yeah, the Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, that was almost a week ago.
The closest I got was I put a few things in some carts,
yeah,
just as a reminder, you know, but I know, but
abandoned,
I didn't, yeah,
abandoned checkout.
Yeah. But you know, whatever. So, all right. So you're pro, Black
Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm,
yeah,
pro.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as
I'm not anti, I just wonder if it has the power that it used to have. I think, you know, and I don't know the answer to that. And the answer to that is extremely complicated, and it's also varied by industry,
yeah, totally
price point, yeah, you know, and region, right? I mean, your example of your wife, you know, like availability, you know, there's so many different
there's a lot of variables
exponents.
To
yeah,
sure,
exactly.
Sure. I mean, and I would have said my answer would have been to that question would have been holistically, it's probably watered down and,
yeah,
isn't as,
yeah,
but client experience and what happened with this one client. I'm like,
yeah,
wow, this Black Friday's alive and well,
yeah,
people.
Woo-hoo.
I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll be ready for next year's Black
That's
Friday
right.
for all you new clients out there listening.
That's right.
Right. So, all right. Any other final thoughts on Black Friday and sort of just, you know, holiday shopping? Whatever. I mean, it keeps rolling. I mean, now we got to get into Christmas.
Now we're,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, the emails will keep coming. Everybody's,
yeah,
email box is going,
oh, yeah,
to be
absolutely
out of control.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, where can everybody find us to sign up new clients for next year's Black Friday, Rob?
Yeah, that's a great question. They can find us, of course, at mocktheagency.com, or we're littered across the socials.
All
I
the
say.
Socials.
And you can find us there. So, yeah, get out there and get your Christmas shopping done, folks. Don't save it to the last minute.
Don't do it. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.